Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're taking a look at the issue covering July 16th to July 29th, 2012, with a cover story on the ICE is Top 100 Chemical Distributors for 2012. In this huge supplement, we unveil our annual ranking of the world's leading chemical distributors. With a record number of entries included this year, as well as regional tables, ICE's Chemical Business presents the most comprehensive listing yet for buyers and sellers. Additionally, this supplement includes exclusive commentary from the heads of the major chemical distribution associations. If you are affiliated with any aspect of the chemical industry, the ICE's Top 100 Chemical Distributors is essential. Then, in a feature inspired by a recent ICE's Accenture survey, it looks like the U.S. is regaining its competitive position. North America is fast becoming a more attractive place to invest for chemical producers as rapidly growing shale gas supplies drive down feedstock and energy costs. The effect is readily apparent in the announced intentions by half a dozen major petrochemical producers to build ethylene and first-line derivative capacity. But the chemical industry has perhaps not yet fully realized that a renaissance in North American manufacturing is taking place across the board and that this will drive demand and thus the need for new investment in downstream specialty chemicals. Then, our special China outlook returns with some troubling news. A slowdown in the rate of urbanization and the one-child policy are significant threats to chemical demand growth in China, despite the industry's bullish forecasts. Meanwhile, in the issue's regularly scheduled columns, we look at European polyolefins. Demand is increasing in July as crude oil and naphtha prices soar, and polyethylene and polypropylene buyers believe that prices have reached the bottom of the current cycle. But in India, import prices of polyethylene and polypropylene may firm up as buyers, encouraged by the rupee's appreciation, emerged in the market to restock. Sentiment has turned upbeat, and polymers' value are likely to be supported by recent spikes in raw material prices, they said. All this and so much more is waiting for you now in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.